monsters, unfortunately, sometimes refuse to stay dead. Diseases, once eradicated, can creep back and strike at the most vulnerable in countries least equipped to deal with them. And slavery itself blights many lives today. It's prohibited, of course, under any number of international agreements, but it mutates into different forms and the end result is the same, human beings being treated merely as exploitable assets. So people who've agreed to be trafficked across continents in the hope of a new beginning find they're trapped in a nightmare of forced labour, brutal conditions and minimal reward. Women and children especially are kidnapped into prostitution. Whole communities are in subjection as bonded labourers, unable to free themselves from often quite small debts incurred by previous generations. More than 100 million children are reckoned to be required to do work which harms them, and on it goes.